Hi, this is James Brown, soul brother number one, always fighting. Now I'm fighting for your life. I'm fighting for your life because if you use drugs, you better leave it alone. Drugs are contagious. They're killers. Every drug is a killer. Stay away from drugs. Drugs will take your life away. And if you want to live, stay away from drugs. Because they are super bad, super bad, super bad, super bad, super bad.
Have no fear, time travelers. Just getting a little PSA in there while we can. That's James Brown with the PSA. I always like that one. We are up to 1985. And like I said, so many great songs to be able to pick. And 1985 this year, I'm going to pick this one. It's from John Parr. It is from a movie called St. Elmo's Fire. And this is the title track from St. Elmo's Fire. And this was the first movie that I saw on a date with my first girlfriend. This is Man in Motion here on Time Travel.
By moving straight ahead, you knew.
That is John Parr with the title track from St. Elmo's Fire, Men in Motion, from 1985 here on Time Travel. Rented that on a VHS tape, and my first girlfriend, we ended up watching that in her parents' cellar. I'm like, nice. It was fun. It's kind of cool. Anyway, Time Travel here with you until 7 p.m. We're up to puberty in 1986, the awkward years. I was 15 years old in 86, and I was a big fan of this band. Another one from a soundtrack by David Byrne of the Talking Heads. He also directed a movie called True Stories, and this was one of the tracks off of True Stories. And it's apropos for turning 50. Here you go, Wild Wild Life. Obnoxious now, but it's the Talking Heads with Wild Wild Life. I used to love doing that on karaoke too. When I first started karaoke, that was one of my go-tos, was Wild Wild Life. This next one is from 1987. So at this point I was 16 years old, and it was also the very first concert I went to with my buddy Dennis. This is from Hold Your Fire from Rush. This is Time Stand Still here on Time Travel. We're actually making pretty good time.
catch my breath before I start off again. Living on without a moment to spend, to pass an evening with a drink and a friend. I let my skin get too thin. I'd like to pause, no matter what I pretend. Like some pilgrim who loves to transcend, learns to live as if each step was a year.
Slips away. 16 years down, 34 to go. 34 more songs to celebrate my 50th birthday. This next one, I remember beeping my horn to it in the car. Robert Palmer. Simply Irreversible. That was one of our little jokes on that one. I remember my friend Damon singing Simply Irreversible as we drove around in my first car, which was a green Bonneville. It had a V8 engine, and that thing could stuff at least six teenage boys in it and go up to the newly opened Pheasant Lane Mall back in 1988. That was Robert Palmer with Simply Irresistible. He had a bigger hit with Addicted to Love, and that was a follow-up to that one. He was a very classy dude, and he unfortunately is no longer with us. He only made it to his mid-50s. Hopefully I'll make it a few extra years, but we are doing this because I am celebrating my 50th and I play one song a year for myself because I am such a narcissist. I love just doing things for myself. And this entire show is for myself. And next week's is for myself. And the weeks after is for myself. Basically, I am only here for me. So if you're entertained, I do not care. It's only for me. How ridiculous is that? I'm doing it for you, of course. And you get to know a little bit about me. And if you don't, I don't care. It's good music. Get to use this as a time capsule. I get to look back on this in my, 60th birthday, 70th birthday, or 80th, 90th, or who knows, maybe I will live to 100 years old. I heard that the new babies are now going to be at least like 112 or something like that. Like, if nothing happens, of course, any accidents, they could live to be like 112 or so is like life expectancy for somebody that is born in 2021. I just had a new niece born earlier this year, so congratulations go out to my sister Katie, and she had a little girl, and they called her Scarlett. So congratulations to Katie and James down south. They moved down south a number of years ago, so had a new niece in the family. That's exciting, and life goes on. So I will be 50 this year, and she will be zero. She will be still, she's still zero until she is one. She is a number of months old. They start with, she's so many days old. She's so many weeks old. She's so many months old. So if you go by months, I am 600 months old this year. I am 600 months old. Boy, I'm good at math. I got a 720 on the SATs. It's a little gauche for me to say that, but I got a 720 on the SATs. I am very, very good at math. For those of you who don't know, I'm very, very good at math. 60 months. I am 600 months old. I am not so good with remembering what I just said, though. And I have coronavirus. Time travel is here with you until 7 p.m. 2021, what a wacky year. We will get to it. Right now, we are in 1989. Graduated from high school, 1989. This is one of the songs that was out in 1989. A lot of crap in the late 80s, I thought. 88, 89, not a lot of great stuff, but there was some good stuff in there. And, you can only pick one song for each year. That's what I do. And I decided to do this one.
The point is the joy. your name Michael Diamond?
No, mine's Clarence.
From downtown
Manhattan,
the village.
My style's wild and you know that it's stealing.
This snow bag's up and then you're doing the ball.
Shake your robot.
Coincidentally, also my favorite record of all time. That is the Beastie Boys from Paul's Boutique with Shake Your Rump. When I heard that, it was the summer of 1989. I had graduated high school. I had started college later that year at UMass Amherst. And man, did everybody who liked the Beastie Boys, they were just like, what is this? And it was so different than the first album and all those samples, man, that was right up my alley with all the rap lyrics and stuff. I absolutely loved it, and I know every single lyric and every little bit of that to this day. Still my favorite of all time. That's the Beastie Boys from Paul's Boutique with Shake Your Rump. I probably picked that over the last few years when I do my birthday show, but so damn good. Got to do that again. Such a great song. We're up till 1990 here on Time Travel. See, while you're in the 90s, not a lot of great 90s music. In the early beginning, I remember I was into rap in the 1990s, and this is before the grunge movement. And this is one of the ones from 1990 here on Time Travel.
Something real smooth. Yeah. We'll get into the groove. Power God move, something real smooth, something you need to take heed to, yeah. A bass head cleaned up his sack, he stopped smoking crack, it took a soul back, decided he could find a much better way to live, you know the weight, positive. Without all the negative chemicals and drugs, without all the hanging with the envious thugs, never before was a man so far behind. It came back to rule for a long time. Positive will explode when you light me. My enemies lurked and they held the dagger tightly. Wanted to taste my blood, but they got scarred when they felt the power of God. This got crushed when the Lord came down with the king, cause he's evil and vain. He doesn't understand the power of a preem. Doesn't realize and rolling with a team. Avenging angels will come and burn all those who saw but refused to learn. He has no color, no shape, and no form. And like I told you before, I'm just getting warm. Get up, get down, get on it. It ain't that hard. You can feel the power of God. Small and the soul stands tall. All those who don't realize this fall. The mind of a drunken fool is a useless tool. And it's cooler being schooled and overcome and overpower, but still uplift. Your mind is a gift, you're somebody, whether you know it or not. Outside, the weather is hot. People walk around with their minds in a daze. Never take the time to stop and give praise. You're lucky to live in this world. Even the starving boys and girls, cause life is a gift in itself. And only certain people are blessed with good health. I'm Uncle L, but you could call me Todd. I can feel the power of God. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And G is the seventh letter made. Yeah, G is the seventh letter made. We gotta teach them and hold them, send them to school so we can teach them and mold them, shape them and make them take form. Cause their mind is like a ball of clay when it's wet and warm. Harmless and innocent until they're taught to be violent and militant. This mentality gotta be erased by faith. The 12th hour is coming, we're close to the 8th. Get a chapter and gain some knowledge. If not from the Bible or Quran, get a book from college. It's not about being black or white, it's about everybody being alright. I pulled out my mic and the devil got hit hard. He felt the power of God. And G is the 7th letter made. Power of God. G is the 7th letter made. That was just a word to the wise. Uprise. Cause we definitely gotta unify. And we need unity in times like these. We got to stick together. Cause we as a people, all people, gotta make it to the promised land. Peace.
From the album Mama Said Knock You Out, LL Cool J, Power God, here on Time Travel.
School. He went to Hollywood, got a tattoo. He met a girl out there with a tattoo too. The future was wide open. They'd moved into a place they both could. Could work at the door. She had a guitar and she taught him some chords. The sky was the limit. Into the said it always played from the heart. He got an agent and a roadie named Bart. They made a record and it went in the charts. The sky was the limit. His leather jacket had chains that would jingle. They both met movie stars, partied and mingled. Their A&R man said, I don't hear a single. The future was wide open. Into the grave. A rebel without a clue.
into the Great Wide Open from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers from 1991. My next pick is from 1992. It was not released on the Symbol album in 1992. However, it was released on Crystal Ball. This is Prince. It reminds me of my friend at the time who loved Prince, and we were in love at the time, and love does fade, and time moves on. Still got Prince, though. Prince is there for me. Well, if he didn't die back in 2016, 5 years he's been dead. Yeah, Prince isn't with me anymore either. I've got his music. At least I've got his music. And you got me. Time Travel's here with you till 7 p.m. Thanks, Prince. Time Travel here with you till 7 p.m. Next one is from 1993. This is the Pet Shop Boys from the Very album, as in very gay. Neil Tennant decided to come out during 1993 and or 92, 93. He started talking about being gay, and I love this album. Everybody thought I was gay. I'm not, but I love this album. I love the Pet Shop Boys. Let's just say I was a trendsetter. And he was a trendsetter. We were both trendsetters, gay trendsetters. Well, he was gay. I wasn't. I am a deeply, deeply closeted homosexual. So it was around this time grunge set in, and we had Nirvana and a number of others, including this one from Pearl Jam. I would say Pearl Jam fit under the feed there, and they were one of the few bands that I did like back in the early 90s. I still like them. It's 1994 here on Time Travel.
Waiting, watching the clock, it's 4 o'clock, it's got to stop. Tell her, take no more. She practices her speech as he opens the door. She rolls over, pretends to sleep as he looks her over. She lies and says she's in love. She dreams in color, she dreams in red. Can't find a better man. Can't find a better man. Can't find a better man. Oh. There's no one else who needs to know. She tells herself. Memories back when she was smooth and strong and waiting for the world to come along. Swears she knew it, now she swears he's gone. She lies in.
One song a year from 1971 to 2021. Next is 1995.
I'm having trouble trying to sleep. I'm counting shit but running out. As time ticks by, still I try. No rest for cross tops in my mind. On my own, here we go. I feel like they're gonna bleed. Right up and bulging out my skull. My mouth is dry. My face is numb. Fucked up and spun out in my room. We're on my own, here we go. My mind is set on overdrive. The clock is laughing in my face. Crooked spine, my senses dulled. That's the point of delirium. On my own, here we go. My eyes feel like they're gonna bleed. Dry, face is numb, locked up and spun out in my room. On my own, here we go.
From 1995, that's Green Day with Brain Stew here on Time Travel. I am going to leave you in 1996. I was 25 years old, and this band I loved. They came out with a song called The Distance, and I thought it was fantastic. And this entire album, Fashion Nugget, I just thought was fantastic and great, and the horns and everything in there. This is Cake with Italian Leather Sofa. I will see you next week, Time Travelers, or you will hear from me next week, rather, as we do the second of three shows for my 50th birthday.
Silk dress and healthy breasts that bounce on his Italian leather sofa.
Been listening to Time Travel with Chris Searle on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 FM, Freeform Radio. Good night, time travelers.
And now, episode 12 of the Fitt family, who live right down the street in Everytown, USA. Frankie Fitt had his checkup today, and Mom and Dad Fitt and their neighbor Henry Hardy are talking about the results.
What did the doctor say about Frankie, Mother?
He said his wrists are in great shape, but the rest of him is all soft and flabby.
He said the same thing about Hank Jr.
How could this happen?
Too much Pac-Man and not enough sit-ups.
My Hank's big on sit-downs.
I thought they were taking physical education at school.
Well, they get one period a week of something called general play. The doctor says that's not enough.
Well, what is enough?
Kids should get at least 3 periods a week of vigorous physical activity, but only 1 in 4 are getting that much. Where are you going, dear?
I'm calling the Board of Education. I want the rest of Frankie to be as fit as his wrists.
For more information about physical education in your school, write Fitness, Washington, D.C., 20201. And remember, fitness is for everyone, for life.
WMFO.